I'll be using that again this.
Yeah, I know. I didn't even have to touch mine. Bad weather. George, before I forget, I do have those anchors in way. When do you expect you might be? Where are you going, first of all?
Yeah, well, we're stopping by the doctor's office for an appointment. That's on Old Country Road in Plainview. So right now I'm on Old Country Road and heading that way. So I'm eastbound on 5107. Not really sure. The time I expect to see him will be this coming Thursday, where I'm trying to conduct the licensing class over there.
Okay, that's fine. I'll look to you when I come out of here, although I think you'll just be getting there. So, I'll catch up with you. I got him sitting in the car. I just got to find a couple of lock washers. Okay, yeah. We'll see. Hopefully the concrete in the building will be strong enough to hold it without going through, heroic methods such as, drilling through it and putting a steel plate on the other side as a clamp. But I do know that wind speeds up there can get to be pretty high.
Yeah, well, the wind survival on that rated at 100 miles an hour, which I'm sure is more than adequate. And it's got a relatively small surface area, so what I'm giving you is actually overkill for it. But, what the heck. Let me get out of here. I have to make a phone call before I go inside. WB2ZSC. Steve, I'll touch base with you later.
Sounds good. WB2WAK.
Okay. Yeah, thanks, Steve. WB2IKT, and I'll be clear in the listening. And, Steve S., for you, just a reminder, I hope you're beginning to think about putting something together for the club come the fall. I think you're a good speaker. I think you'd do well at telling us about what we've got.
Yeah, I was looking, I thought it wouldn't be accurate anymore, but we did a similar thing about, I'm trying to think, probably 35 years ago. I remember the talk to Dave Zala. He had a ton of high-res pictures. We'll probably put a PowerPoint together and, state of Warren, depending on time, over some of the other stuff in the area, even if it's not landmark stuff, that's all been available. But, I'm retired now. What kind of time?
Yeah. Hey, first of all, I really appreciate it, so thank you. And I've been retired for a while, and it seems I've never been busier.
Yeah, I was afraid I'd get bored. Well, yeah, I kept a couple of things open, but I keep pushing it off. I get calls, and I said, talk to me after the summer. Like I say, all the a lot of ham fairs are coming up now, and I enjoy looking around, even if I don't buy anything. Enjoy some of the artifacts from years past.
Yeah, poor man's entertainment, to say the least. By the way, I enjoy it too. So, okay, let me get in the doctor's office. I'm now in the parking lot. WB2WAK, and. Then I see you on the side, WB2IKT, and talk back later.
Take care, George. WB2WAK clear.
Flymark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
Thank you.
Mark Infonet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL meter.
W2VL repeater.
Infonet tonight at 30. This is the W2L repeater.
Mobile. This is KD2JKC. My name is Mike, M-I-K-E.
Hello, Mike. Name is Charlie. Kilo Delta 2, Kilo November Hotel.
Okay, I got your time. How are you? Where are you right now?
Well, right now we're the 495 eastbound. We just left Farmingdale, so we're 110. And heading back to Exit 57 in Olympia.
Okay, we've got a copy. You're coming in a little noisy, but I can still make out your audio. Your audio is good. I'm on HT here in Franklin Square, New York.
Oh, very good. I'm hearing a little bit of static in the background, but you're coming through fine.
Thank you for that. Thank you for that. Yeah, I'm sitting in my backyard. I'm using the Glen Oaks repeater, I think. Yes, I'm using the Glen Oaks repeater right now. I had a bad copy. I couldn't understand what you said. Can you back with that?
Well, I tried another repeater, but it was a little too early. I'm out around Babylon right now. So I'm back on the Glen Oaks repeater.
Yeah, copy that. You can't. The audio came through pretty good this time. All right, good. Good. What's your final destination going to be?
Just a few exits. Exit 57, I land here.
Okay, yeah, we're familiar with that area. I used to work in Hot Park. I think I used to get off 57, or was it 53? They combined 53, 5, 6, 7, I think, if I'm correct.
Well, 57 is still separate from 53, but yes, there were a couple of combined. And, yeah, Hot Park can be in. It's still a busy place.
Yeah, sometimes I used to get off 57. I believe that Parkway is just correct.
Well, you can hit Motor Parkway, but it's really Veterans Highway, so you're getting more fun.
Okay, I copy that. All right, copy that. I used to work Rough Motor Parkway in the industrial park there.
All right, very good. What are you doing?
Well, I've been retired for about 3 years, so right now I'm just taking it easy, enjoying the sun for as long as it lasts.
All right, well, it's a good day to enjoy the sun, that's for sure. I wish I had taken the day off. But, I know I'll take a week off.
Okay, I lost you again. You must be in a bad spot. I lost you. What kind of radio you got?
I use the FPM 100DR.
Good radio. I'm using a small Bolton with a whip antenna right now, but I also have a Yaesu 60R somewhere in the house, HD.
All right, also very good radio. And I we definitely have enough computers to, cover a lot of territory, that's for sure.
Where is your antenna mounted on the car, in the trunk or the roof?
There's a new antenna I just installed yesterday. It's a glass panel. The back left glass panel.
Yeah, I know the type. I guess, how's it work? Impedance, I guess the impedance is matched, but I guess it works through inductance, through the glass or capacitance or something?
Well, and, I never really done it, but just got a new car and I just put a hole in the roof, so, or put any mounts on it. And the wife didn't want it either, so, it's got a nice clean look and it works.
I hear you. I would never put a hole in my car either, that's for sure. No, they look good. I remember the cell phone antennas used to work like that also. It's a good idea. I think everybody should have a ham radio antenna like that. It's a lot neater looking and it just glues on. Am I correct? Copy that. This is KD2, Joint Case in Franklin Square using an HD. It's working okay, that's for sure. Can you pick the Selden repeater from where you are? I completely lost you, Charlie. I can't. The noise level is higher than your audio right now, so I'm going to sign off, okay? Maybe I'll meet you on the back on the radio. This is KT2JKC Clear.
Well, it was nice speaking
with you. Have a good day. Flymark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater. Tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
Thank you. break when you'll be testing.
Last day before you disappear.
W2VL repeater.
FlyMark InfoNet tonight at 8 from this is